Okay, so Olin Way, location subject property is to be determined. It's on Marlin Street, Kazee Mills, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 36, Township 24, Range 20. The request, the Ways are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request for parcel number 04-7.0-36-003-005-001.000. The existing property here is zoned A1 Agricultural District and R1 Single Family Residential District. The zoning request is for the proposed four new lots to NR1 Single Family nightly rental. Property's 34 acres. I know that's a lot to understand, but I'll take you through it and kind of show you what's going on here. It's well, and I think they have access to sewer over there from Taney County Regional, but that's something we can ask the applicant. So if you cruise all the way up here to the junction and then take 160 down, I think it's Lakeway. It's the one that kicks over and gets to it. Here's the property right here. It's kind of overlooking the lake. A little close up. It's got kind of some residential on this side, and the new owner has bought everything towards the lake. So there's a lot to this one. I don't want to get too far in the weeds with it, but we're specifically going to be talking about the top quarter of the property, and I'm going to show you that. So here's the property. See how it's got some A1, and then you got, of course, your light yellow is R1. There's a mix. His area request is right up in here, so he's going to have to clean that up, and that's kind of where he's wanting to start at, if it's approved. He's going to also do a subdivide contingent on this approval. So you got lot 1, 2, 3, and 4. So lot 1 will have an RV pad, which counts for a residential structure. C1 is, I think, is cabin 1, C2 is cabin 2, and then cabin 3. They're coming in off Catfish. So this is Catfish right here. Street or road. This is me looking up on the property as you're driving in. This is me looking out on Catfish Lane or road. So looking back to your west, looking back to your east. Let me kick out of here and get you, see if I can get you anything on Beacon.
Before you do that, can you go, well, Beacon would show it. I want to see the R1 part of that.
Oh, you want to see the zoning?
Yeah. That. So, you know, we've never, after zoning, setting up zoning, rezoned anything R1 to NR1 or anything else for that zoning, just for everyone's benefit here on the commission. So I guess the reason for that is to gain access to the property, because it's...
Well, so the way, if you go back down here, you think about what you're talking about. You said R1, correct? And
yes.
Then A1. But if you look at what he's asking for, that R1 is right in here. So he's got to either take it to A1 or NR1 or leave it as it is. But those are lots. I can show you that on Beacon. Those R1s are lots. It's not a mess up as far as a zoning conflict on that parcel. Those are small lots over there. And
but they're R1.
They are R1. And you're right, we've never done that before. You're correct. But I can flip over to Beacon and give you a better view of it. I'll just have to kick on some layers real quick. But so there's the small lots. I'll hit my zoning. See how you got your small lots in your R1 and your ags, your bigger. Well, this whole piece here is what he's using, so he's got to clean that up if he's got any chance of making this happen.
Okay.
Any questions for me on that?
Applicant here, you want to come on up?
Yes, sir.
Do evening. Y'all's names?
I'm sorry.
Names?
Olin Way.
And Rhonda Way.
All right. So were you able to hear Cody and what is, you want to give your elevator pitch of what you're proposing here
sure.
for
yes,
us to have
yes,
understanding?
We heard it. I wonder if it's possible to bring up just the description. Do you have the reason description available on your computer or not?
I don't have it in my PowerPoint, but the board has it all.
We have it.
Okay, great.
Everybody
okay.
has their,
good.
All your paperwork.
So just a short pitch. So we purchased the land, 34 plus acres, just last November, I think it was. And when we looked at the property, we saw that, you know, it looked like it would be a really nice place to have a view. And what we've been wanting to have is a place where we could build some rustic cabins where we would be able to invite people, families, maybe church youth groups, stuff like that, to come on out and rent the cabins and be able to have kind of a resort there. And be able to have a nice view, be able to access the forest. We plan on putting in some like pathways and stuff to have people be able to look through the area and stuff. We're going to try to keep as many trees as we can, but of course, when we have cabins, we're going to have to clear out those areas. But we want to be able to have a forest for people to enjoy and walk through. And so that's kind of where I'm going to go.
So there's really, you know, we've got A1 zoning and we've got R1. And I don't know if you heard my comment, but we have nightly rentals, you know, all across the county that we finally got zoning through to identify what was R1 for residential. And then NR1, anything that could be for nightly rentals, or you had to get a conditional use permit. So what you're asking for is for this, for us to consider recommending to, and it, ultimately it would be the Taney County Commission, but to rezone R1 lots to NR1 is what we would be doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Just briefly.
Sure.
So these R1 lots here in the yellow, yes, they are R1, but they're all very small. You could barely put anything there. And over here is the beginning of the A1. And so what we've done is we've asked our surveyor if we could just take these small portions of R1, which are very small, and extend them into those new four lots that go from here to here, and those would be four NR1 lots.
That's what he's describing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty big ask from my perspective.
Yeah, from my perspective, I mean, we spent hours and hours and days and weeks, years. Let me ask you this: when you bought the property, is that why you bought it, to do this? And nobody explained to you about the R1, or were you just going for the hopes that we could get it?
We saw that it was A1. We saw a little bit was R1. We thought, well, A1 can, you know, it seems like we could only build like one house on an A1 huge area. And so we were thinking, well, let's try to get NR1 is our first choice. Now, I got to say, given the feedback I'm hearing right now, it seems like you're recommending we would actually go to an R1 and do a conditional use permit then on that R1 property. Is that what you would recommend?
You mean A1. Agricultural.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you wouldn't be able to do a conditional use on R1 yeah. for nightly rentals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the whole deal we've been dealing with for probably 8 or 10 years. So okay. Now if you were to, if the development was to purely be on the A1 part of the development, what would be the process there?
They
that would
come
be
back
a conditional
for a CUP. Yeah.
For more than one.
They could. So if your underlying zoning is A1, regardless if you have county sewer, you're held to that density of 2 acres per structure. But he's got 34 acres. He can still put in 16 homes, but he would have to get creative in how his lots are cut out. But yes, you could. I think it was 34. Am I correct?
34. But a problem is that we have to have, what is it, 8,000 square foot minimum of lot size for the sewer to be acceptable in those lots. And so if you don't have that, then it has to be a 2-acre lot, I think, in order to accommodate the sewer. So I don't understand with an A1 how we would fit 3 cabins in as close proximity as we'd like. Is there any way to do that, or are we stuck?
So we have a problem with letting the R1 be part of it, right?
From my perspective,
if he rezoned the R1 to A1, and then...
Well, then I think, to me, that's sort of the same issue. We're allowing R1 to be rezoned to do nightly rentals.
Okay. I'm just trying to see a way to help him, but I just...
Like, he could have...
If we open the door on this...
If we change it over to A1, all of them get a CUP, but they don't want a CUP. They want it, so if they somebody inherits it or they decide to sell it,
that's right.
They want to keep it. So.
Okay, so a question. If this is going to be pretty impossible to turn from R1 into something else...
Now, just so you're aware... We recommend to the Taney County Commission, they're the final vote, who you talk to next week. Mm-hmm. But traditionally, it seems like they've followed the same path we have, but I can't speak for them. So you can totally continue to do what you're doing. We can vote yes or no for this, mm-hmm. and you still get to go before the Taney County Commissioners next week and pitch your case again. The worst case scenario is you're voted down here and you're voted down there, then you're back to square one, to where maybe you have to rethink your plan. And I think that's really what I'm doing, or I think we're doing, is trying to give you some guidance or options that might be out there. And I'm sure Cody, after that scenario, if it did happen, would be able to maybe offer some guidance too, just so you're aware of holistically what's going on in the county.
So since you know the board that's going to be voting next week, and we don't actually, it seems like our chances are very low that this would go through as we've proposed it. It seems like what I'm hearing.
If they listen to us,
yeah.
That
yeah.
would be the case.
Okay.
They
okay.
know not to.
It doesn't hurt to go through the process, though, Cody, unless you pulled it away and then... But even then, you'd have to come back.
You still have to come back through. I think it'd be maybe a good learning thing. You're going to get their opinion if they like it or not. And then you can always come back with a different plan. And I would call that a substantial plan. So you don't have to wait 4 months to do that submittal. You could resubmit for A1 and come back for a CUP if that's what you wanted to do. Or some kind of other variant of that.
And you'd be a little more educated on how the process works and all that, and it gives you a little more time, and you can hear their feedback next week as well. So,
okay.
And again, I'm just one person, but I'm not recommending that you stop. We're trying to share with you sort of the history of what the history has been and what our thinking is currently with your proposed plan.
Right. I do have another question.
Sure.
That's okay. Okay, so if this were to remain R1 and we came in with a driveway basically into this area, which is A1, then would it be probable that we could turn these A1s into areas that are at least big enough for 3 cabins? Or is it just the proximity is so close?
It's possible.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know what the topo or any of that of your land, if it would be feasible to do that, but I think, as Cody says, absolutely that would be.
Are those no homes on those lots? Nothing?
They're no